You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Carl Bates. I recently spoke with University of Michigan stem cell researcher Sean Morrison about his views on the controversy surrounding embryonic stem cell research. What are stem cells?
There are many different types of stem cells. There are embryonic stem cells, which exist only at the very earliest stages of embryonic development, but which have the capacity to make every cell type in the body. There are also many different types of tissue-specific stem cells that exist throughout fetal development as well as adulthood in many different tissues. In contrast to embryonic stem cells, tissue-specific stem cells, which are often referred to as adult stem cells, have a limited ability to proliferate and can generally only make cells from their tissue of origin. So for example, there are blood-forming stem cells that can make any type of blood cell in adults, but which can't make cells in the brain or the heart. There are also skin stem cells that can make new skin cells, but can't make other cells in other tissues. So scientists are interested both in embryonic stem cells as well as in adult stem cells. And different types of stem cells will probably be most useful for different kinds of medical applications. But the bottom line is that to make the most rapid progress against disease, we have to be able to use all of the weapons at our disposal and study all available stem cells.
Can't adult stem cells do the same things that embryonic stem cells do?
No, they absolutely can't. In my laboratory, we study adult stem cells every day because adult stem cells are important. But adult stem cells simply can't do many of the things that embryonic stem cells can do. Adult stem cells can't make any cell type in the body. And there are certain tissues, like the pancreas, for example, that's important because it's missing in juvenile diabetes is caused by the loss of a specific cell type in the pancreas. So far, there isn't a clearly identified adult stem cell population in the pancreas. So there is no adult stem cell that could cure juvenile diabetes. And this is why it's so important for us to also work on embryonic stem cells, which can not only make any cell type in the pancreas, but any cell type in the body.
Where do embryonic stem cells come from?
The stem cells are coming out of these microscopically small embryos that are created in fertility clinics, but which are no longer needed for fertility clinic. And basically what happens is that there's certain cells in the center of the embryo that can be taken out of embryos that are being discarded because they're no longer needed for fertility clinic, and those cells can be grown in dishes to create these embryonic stem cell lines.
What is an embryonic stem cell line? What do you mean by line?
A line is a group of embryonic cells that we can grow in a dish, and once we start growing those cells from a single embryo, we can propagate that line indefinitely. And so we can continually replicate it in a dish and produce many different types of human cells. So whether we want to screen for new drugs, or whether we want to study the origins of an inherited human disease, or whether we just want to understand how human tissues form, we would be able to use that line for all those purposes.
After lengthy study and discussion, the nation's research scientists, including Sean Morrison, have reached consensus about the ethical consequences of embryonic stem cell research that balances the inherent dignity of the human embryo with the need to search for new cures.
There's broad agreement by ethicists and physicians and patient advocates and scientists about how human embryonic stem cell lines can be derived safely and ethically. And they incorporate important principles like we would not create embryos for the purposes of research. We would use embryos that were left over after fertility treatments that were no longer needed for that purpose, where the parents had already decided to discard the leftover embryos, and where with informed consent and with no payment for embryos, they would have an opportunity to donate their discarded embryos for the creation of embryonic stem cell lines. The ironic thing is that the current federal restrictions and the restrictions that exist in states like Michigan are also often sold or defended on the premise that it's important to protect human embryos from destruction. But the fact is that these restrictions don't protect a single human embryo from destruction, because those embryos are already being discarded in the thousands by fertility clinics, because either the embryos can't be used for fertility clinic or because they're no longer needed for that purpose. All we would like to do is to take a small fraction of the embryos that are already being discarded by fertility clinics and to use them to try to create stem cell lines that could one day help patients. The current restrictions don't save a single embryo from destruction. They only delay medical research that thousands of Americans believe represents their best hope.
University of Michigan cell biologist Sean Morrison is director of the Center for Stem Cell Biology in the Life Sciences Institute and a Howard Hughes Medical Institute investigator.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.